Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it. Going backwards, I've been looking at Army and recapping Army. You know, as a football coach, you always try and look at the positives and the negatives in every game that you play. And as glim as it seemed at times, there were some positives in this game. I thought on the offensive side of the ball, we had more explosive plays than we had all year, and that we had 9 plays that went for 233 yards. And it was great to see some guys win some one-on-one battles. And that was the challenge that we had talked about after the Kansas game, is having the opportunity to get the ball down the field. I thought Ryan Higgins did some really good things as a quarterback, and seems to get more and more comfortable every week that he's back there and throwing the ball down the field, and I thought some receivers really went to go help them. I think when you talk about it offensively, one of the negatives or the thing that we've got to change is the lack of production in the point column. That's where we've got to do a better job in putting up points. We're not as consistent as we need to be as an offensive football team to drive the field, and we've got to continue to try and push the ball down the field to make some big plays. But there, like I said, some guys really stepped up and played well. I thought Andrew Gilliatt had an outstanding game. He's a great competitor. He's physical. He's tough. He's mentally tough. He's a leader on this football team, and he wears a lot of different hats for us as a football player, and I thought he did an excellent job offensively. Some other guys it was nice to see, Sterling Griffin continue to come on, and DJ Banks and some of those guys, but also to see Eddie Johnson get a little opportunity to play. Eddie was a junior college player we brought in here. He hurt his ankle during camp, was very limited up until a couple weeks ago, and just to see him start to feel more and more comfortable and get him involved, especially as we're starting to get into conference play, I think was a positive sign and was a bright sign. I thought some guys up front, I thought Matt Shepard played very well up front. I think Kano is doing some good things, but we have got to eliminate the sacks and the lost yardage plays as an offensive football team. And we talked about when we had an opportunity to really make a difference in that game offensively was in the third quarter when we were on the 40-yard line. We had just thrown a 29-yard completion down the field. It's a 28-16 football game, and we have a chance to go in and make it a one-score game. And unfortunately, we took 2 sacks and then followed that up with a 24-yard punt where they started pretty much on about the point we were, which was equivalent to about a turnover. So I feel like we did some positive things, but we're still not where we need to be. And as an offensive staff and as a head coach, we've got to do a better job offensively to try and put some points up on the board. And then when you look at this game defensively, when you looked at it, it was definitely they controlled the line of scrimmage, which is not something that has happened to us so far this year. I thought Army did an excellent job of executing that offense, as we talked about after the game. I thought they did a very nice job, and with the way that they were kind of cutting us and all the different schemes that were going on, it seemed like we played a little bit more tentative than we have up until this point. We played, and I say a little bit more on our heels, probably unsure. And again, that goes back to, I think, we've got to do a great job as coaches in trying to prepare them for that, and it's pretty obvious that we didn't do a good enough job in getting them ready for a game like that. But I thought Justin Ellis playing the nose guard with his weight and size did some pretty good things in the middle, which is why I think they started kind of trying to get to the edge with some of their options and counters and misdirection plays rather than just the traditional dive option series that they've run. We continue to develop a little bit of depth, both feet. Steps up, starts to play more and more every game. Mitch Villamez is getting better. You're watching him come around again as a junior college linebacker. He's doing some very good things. I think Grogan played an excellent game in the secondary. I thought Grogan, Pinson, and Xavier Woods played very well. And even though we held our explosive plays over 18 yards to a season low of 2, we gave up about 15 plays that went for 10 yards or more. And I think when your safeties are making all the tackles way down the field that they are, I'm certainly glad that we had them because we didn't give up those large chunks of yardage. But in being able to get off the field and the down and distance, we didn't play the type of game we need to play to be successful. I thought the special teams – I think there's some guys that are really shining through on that. And I've always said what we call our Dirty Dozen list are they're the starters of tomorrow. And I think when you look at some of the guys that are really doing a great job on our special teams, we talked a little bit about Bo Feed. I think Tony Johnson is doing some very good things there. Blake Martin is doing an excellent job. Jabari Pruitt, Josh Rosh, Connor Nichols. I mean, a lot of guys that are playing a significant role for us and that they're on three or four special teams. Because when you punt the ball for 33.8 yards and you net 33.5, your cover teams are doing a pretty good job. Same thing with the kickoff team. I think our kickoff team, both our cover teams are really doing a nice job. Our punt team, I mean, we didn't have an opportunity to make a big return, but I do think that Andrew Gilliatt and DJ Banks did a nice job of catching the ball and getting us field position in a game like that. So there are some positives to build on, but it's certainly not the end result of what we're looking for and what we want. And we've got to kind of go back to the drawing board as a football staff, as a football team, as we start fresh this week and we get back into conference play. And we're excited to have the opportunity to get back into conference play. I'm excited not to see the daggone option again this week and not have to face that offense, but to be able to face a little bit more of a traditional offensive football team. Unfortunately, they run the ball with pretty much the same success. When you look at them, they have rushed the ball for about 200 yards a game, and I think that's a little bit skewed because it was about 230 a week ago before they got into the shootout with Colorado State, which dropped the average down a little bit. But they want to run the ball. They run the ball very well. As a football team, their offensive line is experienced. They're big. Three starters back and two guys have played a significant amount of time. The running back is a speedy, shifty running back, but I think it all starts with their quarterback. He's got a 7-to-1 TD to interception ratio, completing over 60% of his passes. I think he's a transfer from Texas A&M. Ended up transferring when Johnny Manziel got the start. He graduated in 3 years and transferred, and he was a very highly recruited, highly touted, very talented, athletic quarterback, and he's the guy that makes the thing go. And so even though it's going to be a different offense, it will definitely be a challenge for our defense, and we're going to have to play really well up front. Defensively, they're similar to us in that they're a 4-2-5, playing a little bit more of a nickel personnel with one more in the secondary. They are a man, blitz, aggressive style of defensive football team. I know right now Sean is trying to put his own mark on this defense and what they're trying to do, and you can kind of see where they're trying to get there, and they're getting better every week. But it's going to be, again, offensively, we're going to have to be able to put some points up, and that has not been our forte. When you look at their numbers, it's a little bit hard for us. When their numbers on defense, it's a little bit hard for us to simulate what a lot of people have been doing to them at this point, because a lot of people have played multiple tight ends and tried to give them a little bit more of a power game because of their 4-2-5 nature with an extra secondary in the game and not a linebacker. But that's not where we are, and it's going to be a good matchup. Their kicking game, their kickoff return is explosive. Last year he was 11th in the country, took two to the house. This year he's top 20 in the country and already has one touchdown. Very explosive on their kickoff team. I'm hoping for a very positive game out of Kyle Fisher where we can get some touchbacks, because if he gets to run, and he's extremely explosive with the ball. So, I mean, we've got a great challenge. Excited to be back into the conference, getting into UTEP. It's a little bit of different mindset, a little bit different mentality with our football players. And as much as we're all disappointed in what happened on Saturday, as we've said, there's no time for self-pity at this point. It's time to roll your sleeves up, get back to the drawing board, and let's go to work this week. And I really like the leadership, the guys like Andrew Gilliatt, and I.K. Inipoli and Justin Ellis, and a lot of the leadership that those guys are bringing right now, because as though I know everybody was disappointed, they played hard, but we've just got to be more productive with the football on the offensive side and be able to stop the run as a defense.
Yeah, defensively, when y'all noticed that the five-man front wasn't stopping the option, was there any discussion of pulling a safety more towards the line of scrimmage like you did later in the game, earlier?
Well, we started changing fronts was the first thing you looked at, because one thing we didn't do, I know those safeties were back there and they weren't on the line of scrimmage, but when you look at the passing game of Army, that's where they put up so many of their points. They put up their points because you try and rob Peter to pay Paul to stop the running game, and then they come out with that play action over the top. But that's one of the things that that we were able to stop that I was a little bit leery of, and giving up huge chunks of yardage and make them earn it. I thought we pursued to the ball, we ran to the ball, but what we tried to do was we tried to change the front first. We went to a four-down front, then we went to a double eagle where we covered up the nose and both the guards. We tried a couple different fronts of what we were doing, but not with a lot of success. So we walked them up. I mean, when you looked at it, at the end of the game when we walked them up, they were in kind of a four-minute offense, running their quarterback, weren't doing anything to pitch the ball or anything like that. So, yeah, it's something we could have done earlier. We didn't want to just sit status quo when we were having some of the problems we were, but I didn't want to give up the 70-yard run either in one play. We wanted to make them earn it, and that's why I give them a lot of credit. I mean, because every time, mindset was make them snap it again. And with what they'd done up to that point, they had turned the ball over, they had made mistakes, they had had a penalty, they had got behind the chains. We just weren't able to get that scenario on Saturday.
What was the issue on the offensive line later in the game with the sacks and stuff?
I mean, we didn't handle the twist on the left side very well. You've got two new guys over there in Yen Danielson and Trey Carter, and we did not handle the twist very well at all. And it was fortunate because we worked it. I mean, we knew it was coming. It wasn't a surprise. We just didn't go out there and execute it very well on game day. And that was one of the bigger problems that we had, was a twist on the left side. We gave up two sacks from the left guard position. And you just can't do that in a game like that, the sacks and lost yardage plays.
Is there any movement to get Tevin King the ball more?
There is. I think Kenneth Dixon ran extremely hard, but we've got to get a better running game. And I think Tevin King, we put him back on kickoff returns last week to try and get the ball under his arm. If we could get another 3, 4, 5 touches on kickoff return. But when you got into that game with us being down a couple scores, it was a game that kind of the running game in the second half was not as big a part of it. And we were trying to get bigger chunks of yardage to be able to score, get a stop, and hopefully score again to make it more of a competitive football game. But so the running game is not what you want. I mean, Kenneth Dixon carried the ball, I think, about 18 times. But you would like to see us have a little bit more of a running game. Hopefully when you get in a little bit more of a balanced game, we'll be able to do that. But Tevin needs to be more involved in the running game.
And then in the first half, when you realized that you were having some issues stopping the option,
yes,
was it a concerted effort to make plays down the field?
Yes. I mean, when we went into one of those weather breaks, I believe it was the first weather break, we talked about it then. When you go back and look, in the first series, we ran the ball 3 times. I mean, we went run, didn't make a first down. We got it back. We ran it again. We ran it 2 more times in that series. I mean, we were trying to develop a little bit more of a running game. That's something that we were trying to get that part of it going. We just weren't able to get the running game going, and that's when it became a little bit more of a passing game. And I said to Tony when we went into the first weather break, right now they're controlling the line of scrimmage, and it's going to take us 35 points to win. I mean, it's going to take 35 points in this game because of the way they're controlling the ball. And right now, when you look at our first 2 series, we're going 3 and out and punting the ball, and we're making a first down by 0.5 yard. I said, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. We have a bust here or a breakdown here. If somebody physically gets beat there, I said, with us not executing at the level we need to execute, we need to get the ball down the field. And that was the concentrated effort. And I thought that guys like Andrew Gilliatt and DJ Banks and some of the receivers, and I thought Ryan Higgins did a really nice job of throwing the ball downfield. And all we keep talking about for the beginning of the season, we've gone, you know, for 4 weeks, we said, just give them a chance. I mean, they're on scholarship too. Give them a chance to go up and make a play one-on-one. And those guys really did a nice job with it. But it's what we tried to do once we were struggling the way we were on defense to stop the run.
You guys watched the film on Ryan. What did you think? And is he the starter?
I mean,
still week by week?
No, I mean, No, I don't want to make this every week. It's like, who's the starter? There's no controversy. I mean, it's not. It was a thing where Scotty was the quarterback early in the season. He got injured. Ryan got an opportunity. I thought brought an awful lot to the table. And we've got to sit down and look at it every week on who gives us the best chance to win. And right now, Ryan Higgins is the quarterback. Watching him play, I thought he did some good things. He protected the ball. He threw it 30 some times. Didn't throw an interception to the very last play of the game when he was trying to throw it up, but gave, for the first time this year, we threw the deep balls, giving our wide receivers an opportunity. And I thought he did a nice job managing the game. I think every week he gets more and more comfortable. And when you walk into a season with two quarterbacks, neither one have had a snap of college football experience, it's nice to know that you do have two that now have some game experience when you're going into the conference race right now. But right now, Ryan Higgins is the starting quarterback.
Knowing that Higgins has had a little bit so far in the couple of games, the Tulane game and Kansas game, of turning the ball over, Brent had not turned the ball over to you, like you said, the last play. Does that kind of help your decision going forward with that? Is that he's getting better?
It does, and I thought he did a pretty good job in the Kansas game outside of, you know, I thought he did a pretty good job throwing the ball and protecting it in the Kansas game. I mean, we got loose with it, and that's what he needs to continue to understand. And he's starting to play a little bit more in the system. Like we tell him, we don't need the great play. Eliminate the bad one. You know, I'm not looking for you to scramble right, then left, then right, then throw it off your backfield, back across your back foot, across the body, you know, to throw a strike. Just make the routine play. You know, pick the ball up and throw it to first. Like we say all the time, just throw it to first. Let's not make this hard. Take the read, throw the ball, take the completion. And I thought he did a much better job in this game. And I think that's why I said I think he's getting more and more comfortable in the pocket, because he's reading defenders. He's not as nervous. It's not as quick. It's not trying to force the ball. He's taking what a defense gives him. And I think that's what a good quarterback does.
Given everything from Saturday in the past game where you've been so inconsistent, how do you get your offense and your defense on the same page so that they perform at a high level on the same page?
I think our defense has really played pretty well all year. I think our defense has played well all year. I think this was something that was just completely different. It's a completely different look. It's very hard when you only have 1 week to prepare for that offense. I think when you play them first game of the year and you've got all camp to get ready for it, get your players prepared for it, but I think it's very difficult to throw it out there and all of a sudden in 1 week we're going to get to where we can stop this offense. I think, and when they're executing at a high level, it is very difficult to stop. But I don't think last week was like, oh my gosh, I'm really worried about our defense. I think it was something that was completely different than what we've normally seen. I am confident that the leadership on the defense will bring the defense back to play this week. I'm excited about watching them play this week. What we've got to do is, again, we talked about all the new starters with on the offensive side, and I'm certainly not making any excuses with that, but with that comes the inconsistencies. Trey Carter played a great game the week before, did a really nice job of picking the twist up in practice. Why we get out there all of a sudden, did it a couple times during the game and did a great job. And why one play was different from the next, I mean, it's just the game has got it. The more you play, the more the game slows down, just like we talked about with Ryan Higgins. The more he plays, the more the game slows down for him, and I think that is true. Trey Carter at his second start. You know, Ian Danielson had his fifth start. You know, we've got a lot of guys. It's not like there's a lot of experience up there, and we've got to continue to work at it. We've got to continue to push at it, and we can't say, wow, a year from now, we're really going to be good. We've got to look at it and say, how do we find a way to do that now? And I think the way to do that is we've got to find a way to create more big plays to put points on the board, because it's going to take a while for a lot of the inexperience to become as consistent as we want it to be a great offense.
Since Showers is such the athletic quarterback,
yes.
he lost out to Johnny Manziel, but is just as athletic as Manziel and a little longer.
Yes.
How do you keep him contained Saturday in El Paso?
Will be a great challenge for our defensive front and for our linebackers. You got to contain them. You're going to have to keep them in the pocket, which is not always easy to do. I think sometimes it takes away a little bit of your pass rush because you're so worried about keeping him in front of you with as athletic that he, as he is. You can't really pick a side and just go try and beat a guy to get there. You got to really kind of keep him hemmed in. And he presents some challenges, but it'll be, when you look at the strength of our defense right now, it's been the defensive line, and so it'll be a great challenge for us to try and keep him contained and yet at the same time try and stop their running game.
Do you think they will try to put a little triple option in after watching the tape?
No, I don't. I mean, I hope not. Let me say it that way. I hope not. No, that is an offense in itself. That's not something, just like you don't get ready for it in 1 week, you don't put it in a week. I mean, I think it's a very difficult, and it's not just the triple option. It's all the options that they have off of that. It's the power play, the counter power, the toss sweep that they started running with it. It's all the little nuances with the offense that they do a great job. Army does a great job, and I commend them for the game that they played because they played an error-free game on offense, and that's not something they had done up to that point.
Coach, you touched on your opening statement about this maybe being a fresh start for the team's second conference game.
Yes.
An opportunity as you look at the conference pretty wide open.
Well, walking, it's a conference game, and you got to find a way to go 1-0. I mean, this is a long stretch playing six games in a row. We go six, then have the open date, then two, then have the open date, and then four more. So this is the longest stretch that we'll play, and all of a sudden, I mean, we've played, you've played five games, and you've played three of them on the road. You know, and now this is the fourth one. So the first four out of six, you're playing on the road, which is a lot of travel, takes a lot out of your football team, poses some challenges for them that way. But I think the excitement for the players is the conference race. I think the game with NC State, the game with Kansas, the game with Army, although they're great games to play and they're great opportunities for us, at the same time, I think the players are really excited about having the opportunity to get into the conference race. And it creates a little bit different excitement during the week and the preparation and the focus of your players as you're getting ready for a conference game.
You made some strides, you know, making with the big plays and everything. Mm-hmm. Is the next hurdle trying to sustain drives and,
yes,
and being able to hold on to the time of possession and everything? And how do you try to do that? Or, like you said, do you have to kind of, at this point, just rely on the big plays like throughout the season?
To put points up, we talked earlier about earlier in the season about one of the things defensively, we need to create turnovers and some scoring opportunities for the offense. And same thing with our special teams. When you look at the team that's scoring, you know, 40, 50 points a game, they're not taking the ball and driving 80 yards 7-8 times during the football game. I mean, they're taking it, they're getting field position, they're getting turnovers, they're scoring on defense, they're scoring on a special team opportunity. I think we got to find a way to get more production out of on the scoreboard, because that's how they keep score. It's not how many yards you got, it's not how much you improved, it's how many points you score. And we got to find a way to do that as a team, not just as an offense, but as a football team. Offensively, we've got to continue to work to try and get the strides where we can be as consistent as we need to be, and we also need to find a way to create some big plays. I mean, so I don't think we can just rely on our consistency, although I am hoping we can get better and better at that as the year goes on, but we are going to need some big plays in order to put some points up on the board.
Obviously, the triple option that you guys face neutralizes the defensive line. That's,
yes,
the whole point of running it in the first place. Do you think the read option is going to be something that you'll see moving forward, or is it the principles not the same enough to really do the question?
No, we've seen read option up to this, and it's not. It's more the blocking schemes up front. It's like we talked about. If you're a three technique, and I mean, one time you got the tackle, he's cutting you from the outside, then the guard's cutting you from the inside, then they don't block you, and you're in the backfield, and it's like, I'm here, and then the fullback cuts you, you know, and it's just like, I mean, you constantly have guys coming in at your legs, and I thought that made us play a little bit more tentative. We were on our heels just because it's like, where are they coming from? And they did not run just the dive option. Like I said, it was the toss sweep. It was the power play. It was the dive option. It was the counter play. It wasn't really one blocking scheme that got us. So I don't think it was so much the option as much as I do as many different blocking schemes as they gave us and created a little bit of confusion for our guys up front. And it's not traditional because they're not taking on a double team, you know, and then trying to split it. They're taking on one-on-one and getting your hands inside and trying to keep your outside arm and leg free and crossing a face. It's about somebody diving into your legs from out here, the fullback cutting you. It's different. So, no, I don't think the read option is going to be – I don't think the two correlate into what Army did and what we're going to see in the future in the read option, what we're going to see this weekend in the read option.
When y'all graded the film yesterday, and how did you feel like the assignment football defensively, how did y'all do?
No, I thought decent, okay. I think it was more the fundamental side of it that we weren't as aggressive up front with our defensive line as we have been up until this point. But I thought guys like Grogan and Pinson and some of the safeties, although they were making a lot of tackles, they were making them too far down the field. But I thought from an assignment standpoint, we didn't give up the home run ball. We didn't give up the 20-yard run or the 20-yard option play or the long home run ball for a touchdown. We made them earn it. And they executed and did it. So I thought from an assignment standpoint, it was really, I thought they did a pretty good job of trying to execute what we were trying to do as a defense, schematically.
When you look at your inside receivers, on paper, it's really nothing that stands out as something special, but you've got a group of guys, a bunch of four walk-ons, JUCO, that just happen to have a knack for making plays. Hunter Lee, Andrew Gayad, John Greenwald, talk about them.
The one thing when you mention those three that comes to mind is their toughness, their attitude, their determination. I heard a video this morning, grit. You know, just that passion, that grit that they have, the way that they compete every day and everything that they do. And that's the thing that comes to mind when you talk about those guys. It's just their determination and their grit and their mindset that they're going to be successful. And you know, I know that you look at them, you don't height, weight, size, speed. They don't just jump out off the paper at you. But when you watch them play, they jump into your heart just because of the way that they play the game. They play the game the way it's supposed to be played. And they play it with a mental toughness and a physical toughness and a determination and a mindset. It's not about tape on the shoes or the wristbands or looking pretty. It's about lacing up their shoes and putting on their helmet and shoulder pads, and they go play football. I think we need more players like them in college football today.
When you look, you talk about the inside receivers, your outside receivers, seems like you've struggled to really stretch the field in the outside receiver position. Who's stepping up as that guy, or do you need Jadrick DeClout to come back and be that guy?
Well, we do, and Jadrick is supposed to be back this week as you bring him up, and it'll be nice to get him back out there because he does bring what he was doing when he got hurt in fall camp. I'm not sure that he wouldn't be one of the starters today on the outside. But moving Eddie Johnson out there, I think Eddie Johnson has a chance to be a big play receiver for us. Sterling's got to continue to come. I think that Richie Casey is getting better of running with the ball. I thought he did had a couple better runs Saturday, a couple key first downs for us in catching and running with the ball and making 8 or 10 yards afterwards. I think he's really starting to come. And adding Jadrick DeClewitt this week, I mean, who is a guy that probably brings the most shiftiness out of all of them. But we are getting a lot of man coverage. We're getting a lot of press on the outside, and we've got to keep working it to do a better job to be able to beat press and also deliver the ball to give those guys an opportunity to catch it.
Time of possession, UTEP's 21st, kind of around the same way Army was last week. You have to treat that like last week, knowing you might get limited possessions and try to sustain those big plays you had.
Well, when you look at them, they run. That's what they've wanted to do. They've wanted to run the ball. They've been in a couple shootouts. They've scored over 35 games in three of their four games, 35 points in three of their four games. But they want to run the ball. That's where it all starts. And going into last week's game, they're rushing for 230 yards a game. And that's where it's all going to start. And you've got to be able to stop the run. But yet you've got a very athletic quarterback that has the ability to throw the ball and get the ball over the top and make big plays. And so they're definitely going to – that's where it's going to start. They want to run the ball first. And that's where we've got to start as a defense and trying to stop the run.
When you play a team that really wants to control the time of possession, even though every team wants to control the time of possession – how important are early drives to get some scores on the board so you're not playing catch-up the entire
time? Well, if we could have started the last week's game at 14-0 with us up, I mean, it totally takes them out of what they tried to do, just as they took us a little bit more out of our running game and getting Tevin King and Kenneth Dixon and those guys a little bit more involved. So I think it's huge. If somebody can get off to a fast start, I think it's going to make the other team a little bit more one-dimensional, which makes it easier to defend.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Thank you for being here.